All right, it's time. You know, here's the deal. Tomorrow is a wasted day.
Mm. Why?
Well, because we have college football with the Texas A&M University Fighting Texas Aggies of College Station, Texas on TV.
Whoop.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
question
they're playing
mark?
A game. So I mean, tomorrow should just kind of be a mail-it-in day, shouldn't it?
Well, you know, hanging around by the water cooler, talking about the woulda,
yeah.
Couldas.
Yeah,
you
know, like that. So anyhow,
all that.
Well, that's pessimistic, Tom. I mean,
well, no,
oh, no, good woulda couldas.
It might be, you know, woulda couldas for Oklahoma State.
Yeah, them too. No, if we'd have gone ahead and tossed it to Michael right there when they were on the 9, then we would have scored our 17th touchdown of
exactly.
the night.
Exactly.
You know, something
oh,
like that.
And then you would have covered the spread.
Yeah, right, there you go.
Exactly. I think the Aggies will win tonight.
It's as American as all get out.
I recorded that, by the way.
What's that?
When I said
all
I think
out?
The Aggies will win tonight.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
There you go. Are you talking in football or something else?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Where'd that phrase come from, all get out? What do you reckon? I mean, I tried to look it up in the etymology thing, and it wasn't there. So, I don't know. But anyway, it's as American as all get out. Carl's Jr., we love them. We just love them. And they're Hardee's in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Has long been one of U.S. America's best-known burger chains. And while they do have that 1,400-calorie monster burger, they've been relegated to the also-ran ranks because, well, you know, we got the KFC Double Down, mm-hmm. we got the pizza burger from Burger King. Well, not anymore. Get ready to regain your slice of America as Carl's Jr. is unveiling their 850-calorie foot-long cheeseburger.
A foot-long cheeseburger.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
I'm listening.
It's a belly buster beast.
Wait, does Dairy Queen know they're saying that?
No, it's a belly buster.
Oh,
that's
what
not doing a belt.
Still sounds very close.
It does.
Yeah, sure does.
Belty buster.
Imagine, if you will, a foot-long warm sub roll. Okay, then here
is
we
it
go.
Whole wheat?
No. Hey, excuse me. We're talking cheeseburgers here, where they put not one, not two. Did I say three cheeseburgers on there? It's a foot of meat and cheese, and it runs $4. Now, $4.50 for your deluxe version if you actually want to get lettuce and tomato and put them in the way of the cheesy, meaty wonderfulness
goodness.
That this will be. Yeah. So there you are. It's coming up. Now, you know, not the biggest, not the largest of all time, but went back to have a look. You know, of course, we have the Heart Attack Grill in Tempe, which serves up four beef burgers along with layers of cheese and bacon in its quadruple bypass burger.
That's the place where the waitresses are all dressed like nurses.
Correct.
Yeah.
8,000 calories served with flatliner fries cooked in pure lard and brought to your table by
yes.
a squad of those nurses. It is so scrumdilliumptious. Don't forget the Super Scooby. Now, this is in the UK.
What do it do?
This is 8 rashers of cheese and bacon.
What is a rasher?
I think a rasher is 4 slices.
Yeah, like a rasher of bacon.
Can you imagine? 12 onion rings, and it weighs, let me do the quick conversion, 1.5 kilos, so that'd be 2.2 and a half, about 3 1/3 pounds. Yeah.
How
and
can you convert kilos that fast?
Years in the news department.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. 2.2 kilos per pound. That's all.
Uh-huh.
2,645 calories. Get that in a Diet Coke? You're good.
Oh, yeah.
You're good. Anyway. So that's coming up. And one of these days, are we going to get one of those here? I mean, I keep hearing, oh, yeah, we've Papa Do's and Crab Jack. We get a Carl's. We need to get a Carl's in here. Have that foot-long cheeseburger.
No, I think I'd rather have a Five Guys.
No, well, that's true. And Five Guys, I think, is supposed to be on the way, so we'll see. All right, let's see what else I got here for you.
I say that, and honestly, I've never eaten at one. I have.
Well, it's what you hear.
Yeah, they got them in Houston. They're you know, they're a lot of food, a lot of unhealthy food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they yell at you when you walk in the door.
Okay. Forget butts, forget boobs. Here's a new study that tells you
really
what fascinates men the most.
If you're happy and you know it, say it's where.
Boobs. Hiney. Mitten.
You have those way too close at hand.
I do what I can.
I understand. Apparently, long arms on women, as long as their knuckles don't drag the ground, are very sexy to many men.
the finding of researchers at the University of New South Wales in Australia.
Times like this, I wish we did have pictures, you know, cameras in the studio so you could see my face.
Study volunteers who asked to watch. Okay, here we go. Hey, buddy, would you come in? We want to show you videos of women. Would you volunteer to do that?
No, I don't think so.
I can't do that.
96 Australian and Chinese women between the ages of 20 and 49 to rate them, and long-armed women were consistently believed to be the most attractive of the subjects.
So picture it. You get called into the boss's office. We did our random computer history sweep, and we found some pretty disturbing pictures of women's arms saved on your computer.
That's right. Huh? We got a first lady shows those arms off, so I'm just saying. Hello!
Hey, if you're going to be promoting hamburgers, stick with something. Somebody local, Stover Boys, blows. I've had both, and they blow away Five Guys. Five Guys is okay if you want an overpriced, kind of ordinary hamburger, but Stover Boys is much better.
What is this, the computer message boards? This might be CS?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, aren't you supposed to be typing this out?
Oh, look,
buy an ad.
Burgers are like barbecue, okay? You know, everybody has opinions as to what they like. The state of Michigan has canceled its entire fall tourism budget because of the cuts in the budget at the state level.
So does that mean Jeff Daniels not going to be doing their tourism commercials
anymore?
Yeah,
that's right. I'm not sure. This is the first time since 2005 that Michigan tourism will have no presence at all with fall advertising. Remember us way up here. Ben and Jerry's ice cream is no longer going to have all natural on their label. What's that about? I bet Ben and Jerry are not happy about that.
It's because, the company's voluntarily doing it, but they're caving to pressure because people are criticizing them for having the... we've already played it this morning, but the high fructose corn syrup.
Soon to be called corn sugar.
It's going to kill us all.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and just for the record,
100%
of people who have ever had skim milk in their life all died.